Hello everyone, Stuart and Jodie here this week at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. This week's format's slightly different because this Sunday is our Girls Brigade enrolment service. So the talk will be significantly shorter, but perhaps none the better for that, or none the worse for that, rather. Okay, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the girls and the leaders and helpers that we work amongst, and we pray your blessing upon them and their service as they make their promises and their commitments. Pray for each person listening online that you would speak to them in some way, even if they're past Girls Brigade age. In Jesus' name, amen. The reading is from Luke chapter 9, verses 18 to 20.
Once, when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah."
Thank you.
And never too old for God.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we pray that as we reflect upon what this means for us and for the girls amongst whom we minister, may your spirit touch our hearts afresh. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Seek, serve and follow Christ is a great motto. It lets us know what the Girls' Brigade is ultimately about. It tells us what is at the heart of all their activities. Sometimes it just gets abbreviated to seek, serve and follow. But it is important to remember that the word Christ is on the end. It's Christ they're seeking to serve and follow. Not football or fashion or Instagram influencers, but Jesus. Why is this important? One day for these girls, like for all of us, there will come a time when they'll need to answer the question, who is Jesus? Like the disciples in the reading, Jesus asked them, "Who do you say that I am?" They'll have to decide for themselves what they believe and how they're going to live in response to their belief. Peter was able to answer, "You are God's Messiah." He'd been with Jesus, walked, talked, and witnessed the life of Jesus. He knew who he was. We don't have the opportunity to actually walk and talk with Jesus, to get to know him in person like Peter did. But at Girls Brigade, the leaders, with the help of the Holy Spirit, try and bring a witness to who Jesus is and what it means to follow him. When the girls come to answer for themselves, who is Jesus? The leaders hope that they will have something real and personal, an experience of God's love on which to base their answer. In the reading, when Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" the disciples' answer indicated they didn't really know. They were just giving their best guesses. John the Baptist, or Elijah, or some other old prophet. We don't want our girls to be left wondering, to be left with the best guess as to who Jesus is. We want them to know and to be able, when the time comes, to say that Jesus is God's Messiah, God's anointed one, God's chosen one, the Son of God, the human face of God who reveals God's love to us. Because that could be one of the most life-changing questions they'll ever answer. What about you? Who do you say Jesus is? Let us pray. Lord, we pray for the young girls and young women who attend our Girls Brigade. We thank you for those that know you and love you, and those who are still seeking and serving to follow you. We pray that you would reveal yourself to them and help the leaders and help us as they go on that journey with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll just have a few short minutes of prayers of intercession as we pray for the brigades and for the wider world at this time. Lord, we pray for the Girls Brigade. We thank you for those who founded it, who had the vision and the courage. We thank you for our own Girls Brigade group here. Thank you for the leaders and the helpers and the girls who attend week by week. We pray that you would bless them in their activities. We pray for them this weekend when they have their sleepover. We pray that that would have been a blessing to them, that they would have had fun, that they would have been kept safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we don't want to be sexist, so we remember the Boys Brigade too, and they'll be having their enrollment service and on the third Sunday in January. So we pray for them. We pray for their leaders and helpers and the boys who attend week by week. We pray that you would sustain and strengthen them as they work with and minister to these young boys and young men. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our own church community here at Carey Baptist in Malton. For us, as for many churches at the moment, it is a time of struggle, a time of challenges with lower numbers, less volunteers, and different struggles to face. We pray that you would sustain and strengthen the people who worship and work here. Give them perseverance and courage as they seek to serve and follow Jesus in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment of quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the victims who died crossing the channel this week. We pray for their family and friends, that you will comfort them in their loss. And we pray for a more just and fair way of processing those claiming asylum in the future. We pray for our political leaders, that you will give them wisdom in the choices and the decisions that they make. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray about the whole COVID situation, both here in the UK and globally. We pray about this new potential variant that has come in Southern Africa. We pray for those countries there as they respond to that. We pray for our nation and other nations as we seek to protect people from that. And we pray for a fuller vaccination, both in the UK and globally. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we offer you all these prayers and join them together with the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And I close with a blessing. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long, how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled to the full measure of all the fullness of God. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Thank you for joining with us in our shorter version this week. Go well and God bless.